This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so this started as a little... Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine today.
This started as a little joke.
I'm so excited.
I'm not. We're going to... We really? Have to fix some things about it.
Oh, yeah. Semantics.
You think?
Yeah.
It's huh? more than semantics.
It'll be fixed day of.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. We're calling it the Slacker Show Tour of Terror.
Yes.
We are going to... Ooh. A couple different haunted houses.
Yes.
Some of the bigger ones in town.
Yes. Bigger and best ones.
Next
Wednesday.
So a week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Are we going to give away tickets to that probably tomorrow? Where do we start? Here's what I want to do. I want to do at least one or two pair via social media.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can even do them through email or whatever. But email seems kind of antiquated, right?
Yeah.
But like, yeah. I want some of the people who are coming to just desperately want to go.
Yeah.
Because if we just do, hey, best call Friday in the three when we're talking about would you shoplift, mm-hmm. is that person really going to, do they represent what we want? Because we're getting a party bus.
Mm-hmm.
We are. Yeah. Pizza.
Shout out to Hermes for that.
Who is it?
Hermes? Yep.
Are you sure it's not Hermes?
I literally asked that just in case. It is Hermes.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
So they spell it like Hermes?
H-E-R-M-E-S.
And, you know that's how you say, okay.
Hermes, yeah.
Hermes, is that how you say
Hermes?
It? So I was saying it wrong?
Yeah.
So we're three for three, but you've talked to the owners of Hermes.
I talked to our promotions guy.
You're trusting Mark? You're trusting Mark to pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you...
We used them before. They did the trip to Bucky's.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't get to
they
go
They were great.
That. How long did that trip take? Because this bad boy's going. So we go to a couple. We go to Fry. Do you know that? I don't have it in front of me.
I
don't want to say it wrong.
I do.
Frightmare?
Yeah. Frightmare compound and the 13th floor.
Okay. Yeah,
we'll
so we get
there.
To go.
Wednesday, week from tomorrow.
And are you going to go into one or both or neither?
I don't know. We'll see. My biggest issue is I don't trust
actors.
You two.
Oh. Oh,
you don't trust us?
What? Yeah.
To do what?
I literally said I want you to go through one of them, but I'm not going to force you.
I've never been through one of them that it doesn't immediately switch halfway through, and they're like, "Hey, get this guy! He's the scared guy." I'm looking at you.
I will tell you this.
It's gonna happen. It's never not happened. I know that's how it works.
I will tell you this. I won't do that, but I won't have to. You, dude.
I also think that there's going to be
scaredy cat.
Well, yeah.
Look at him right now. If you've worked your whole life in a haunted house and you see that face, you're like, that's the guy.
Well, and
that's the guy we're going for. Like, that's, I don't even work in a haunted house.
No, there's a thing, too, where, like, if you're in a group with people, they know that the people in the middle are the scaredest. So you either want to be leading or, like, at the very end.
Mm.
I've been at the end and it wasn't great.
Because you got scared a lot, or?
There was this one, I don't know if either one of these have this, but like, and I don't want to ruin it, but like, you walk through the haunted house and there's just people standing there.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a person, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's a statue.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a person pretending to be a statue. And sometimes you look at it and you're like, I can't really tell. And you're the first person, you walk right up and you go, and it's like, nah, I think it's a statue. And then you walk past it, you keep going. Well, at this one, there was a statue of a wheelchair. There was a person in a wheelchair. And like everybody walked up to it and they were like, oh, no, it's not real. And then you kept going down this hallway and the hallway kept getting narrower and narrower. And it like got down to where like your shoulders are kind of touching to get through the thing. Well, I was the last person. So I looked at wheelchair thing and then just followed the group. And as it gets narrower, you got to walk slower because you're just like, we're struggling to get through it.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden I hear, I turn around and wheelchair is a real person coming at me a bat out of hell.
I love it.
And you can't run because there's a bottleneck in front of you. And it's like rabid dog in a wheelchair at 900 miles an hour. And he stopped right before he got to me because there was a chain holding him in. So they know exactly where.
And because it's an actor.
Yes, and they're technically, supposedly, do you know this, TX? They're not allowed to touch you.
That's what I've always heard.
Presumably, they do, though.
Yeah, I know. They definitely.
They can't hurt you. But
it might be an accident if they were to, stumble.
It's dark, man.
Yeah. But they're not going to, grab you and shake you.
I know. I just can't believe you're going up. Like, who cares if it's real or not? You just put your head down. You just sprint through the whole thing.
That's
you just
not the point.
Get out as soon as you can. Why are you going up to stuff and checking it out? I don't get that at all.
Can I tell you the other scariest room I've ever been in a haunted house? It's so cool. It's dark, right? It's dark. Mm-hmm. And then there's a person here. There's somebody jumps out. You turn a corner, walked into a room, strobe lights on a million. It was so bright in there. And you'd been in darkness for so long that your eyes will not adjust to it. And then people are just coming right up to your face. And you're like,
That's almost like the Weeping Angels from Doctor Who.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh God, it was so terrifying. Because you're trying to process. You're like, dunk, 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 dunk. The lights are like so much. And then there's just people like, wah, wah. Anyway.
So you two are brave. You're not scared. And
I'm
scared. But you're saying how terrifying it is. What am I going to do? I'm already terrified.
Hey, terror.
That and we're getting bojos as well. So
Someone's got to keep an eye on that.
No.
Someone's got to mark.
You
keep
get
our spot,
no bojos until you go through a haunted house. So here's
that's a good deal.
Let me pull up the contract. I don't
Here's the thing. After hearing us describe this, want to come along? So what will we do? You want to put it up? You want people to DM us on Insta or what do you want to do? Comment on our thing and say why you want to come.
I'll post a picture of the Tour of Terror thing.
Yeah. And then we'll have tickets to give away for the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. And it happens next Wednesday. I believe we launch from here.
Yes.
Yep. So you'll need to come to the tech center and then we'll get you up to the two different places. We'll have Bojos on the bus, other fun and games. BJ and Jamie will be on the bus playing bar bingo.
They won't.
Bus bingo.
Bus bingo.
We're bringing bus bingo back. We have the bingo cards. Can we do bus bingo?
I'm in on that. Yeah. It sounds like a lovely time.
All right. Is it going on Insta? Is that where you're putting it?
Yes. I'll do Insta and Facebook.
All right. So that will be up. And then if you have any comments for T-Hack, or we need a new name for you. P-Hack. No.
See, the bullying has begun.
Terrified.
I knew it. We didn't really have the haunted house yet.
That's why you need to prove him wrong.
Yes. Text in to T-Hack at 51059.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.